the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, MSNBC smears Bundy supporters as insurgents and attacks the Drudge Report and InfoWars.
Bundy tells conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones that while he's not looking for a civil war, he is, quote, not in a negotiating mood.
Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security continues to prepare for civil unrest as they are now getting ready to purchase 25 million rounds of shotgun ammunition. And a Green Bay police officer is under investigation for attacking a man for asking a question. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, once again, Alex Jones and InfoWars find ourselves at the center of another MSNBC hit piece. This time, they're taking Harry Reid's domestic terrorist claim a little bit further by calling Cliven Bundy supporters insurgents. This time, host Chris Hayes was lamenting the threat posed to the establishment by an Alex Jones, Drudge, Fox News, Rand Paul axis that threatens to rock the 2016 presidential race. He was implicitly siding with Harry Reid's claim that Cliven Bundy and his supporters are domestic terrorists because he snarkily linked Nevada Republican Senator Dean Heller's labeling of those same Bundy Ranch advocates as patriots. He linked it to Alex Jones and InfoWars, which he then described our site as a paranoid online haven. He then goes on to whine about the fact that InfoWars stories, and in particular these stories relating to the Bundy siege, are routinely linked by powerhouse news aggregator The Drudge Report, and then they find their way into the mainstream GOP establishment and Fox News. Hayes termed this effect the Alex Jonesification of the GOP. Hayes calls candidate Greg Brannon's skepticism of the 9/11 commission report as kooky fringe conspiracy theory. He allows some audio of candidate Greg Brannon speaking about this very thing.
I'm a 9/11 truther, and I had a friend of mine ask me, tell me, look on the internet, Google the Pentagon, and show me where the plane hit the Pentagon. Where is the plane?
A Democrat Republican were the co-chairmen of the 9/11 Commission. And when they got done, they did not put their stamp of approval on the commission. They said there's data that we did not put in there. So things like this have to be asked.
But true to MSNBC form, they love to throw around these accusations of kooky conspiracy theorists, but then they never show any evidence that proves their superior intellect. Just like they called Alex Jones a racist, but then never offered up any proof of him ever saying anything racist. They never actually Google the picture of the plane hitting the Pentagon. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and Google that for you. Here you will see some images of the Pentagon being struck on 9/11 by a non-existent plane. This is why they didn't want to Google that picture, because, come on, man, Flight 77, where is it? Where is it? That, my friends, is not a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy fact. But even worse, after Hayes refuses to pull this picture up, which I'm hoping the people in the very small audience of MSNBC will go ahead and Google that picture, as it's the caller suggested, Hayes brings in none other than Rory Reid, the guy that was tied to this whole scandal, who we exposed was involved with his dad, Harry Reid, and an ENN energy deal, the solar plant farm that was near Bundy's property. Well, he rolls this guy out to say, hey, were you involved in some energy deal? And of course, Rory Reid, being the attorney that he is, conveniently responds in a way that he's not actually lying by saying that he wasn't trying to have any kind of deal on Bundy's land, which, as we have already explained, it was near that ranch. And we had showed you pictures of just last month, Harry Reid was breaking ground on another Nevada solar farm near the Bundy Ranch. So they are definitely involved in a lot of land grabbing going on there in Nevada. And coming up later in the show, I'm going to have a report breaking down just a few of the sketchy land grabs that the Reeds have been involved in over the last few years. It goes way back. They are basically using Reid's elected office to steal America and then sell it to their cronies around the globe. So that's why they're coming so hard on the offense and going on this MSNBC hit piece. But you know what? That's fine. Go ahead and do your little hit pieces on us, MSNBC. The only time you guys ever get any good ratings is when you talk about Alex Jones and InfoWars. You've already lost more than 50% of your viewership. You're crashing at a astronomical rate. Meanwhile, whenever you do these hit pieces on us, it just drives a lot of traffic to our website. So thank you very much. And this will be a true testament to the power of the truth, because I'm pretty sure that your audience is sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of being manipulated, and they want the truth, and they're going to seek out sites like InfoWars and the Drudge Report for a little dose of reality. And it's about time. Meanwhile, while MSNBC is attacking American patriots, the Department of Homeland Security is once again building up its arsenal. This was reported that yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security announced it's seeking an ammunition dealer who can provide 25 million shotgun rounds to the agency over a five-year period. Now, more specifically, 3 million rounds of shotgun slugs per year and 2 million rounds of buckshot per year for the next 5 years. The report says the ammunition will be used as appropriate at all DHS or department component locations nationwide and outside the continental United States. Now, it'll be used as appropriate. So does that mean they'll be using it to shoot more cattle? Because that's how they deemed its use appropriate out there in Nevada. And we have already been just reporting that there is a massive arms buildup in federal agencies everywhere. And we can see that during this recent standoff at the Bundy Ranch, the Bureau of Land Management was well armed. It was an increased militarization of this government agency. And it is, you know, it's definitely something for us to be concerned about. And is this over-militarization for terrorists? No, it is not about protecting the homeland. It is about policing the homeland. And clearer by the day, it is about conditioning you and your children to be completely subservient to the state. Take a look at this video that shows the TSA patting down a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. Over and over again, despite a partial rollback of the pat-down policy in 2011. Now, this is disgusting. Look at this little boy. He's clearly frightened. He's been taught his whole life never to let strangers touch him. And now here they're patting down this little girl. Oh, clearly she is got some explosives attached to her. And this isn't about safety. This is about conditioning. This is what this is all about. This is conditioning this mother to allow her child to be pat down and rubbed down. The woman goes around and touches the little girl's breasts. This is not about terrorism. This is not about protecting the homeland. This is about conditioning. Why are we letting this happen? Why are we letting our children pass through x-ray machines? And then if we don't want them to pass back and forth through x-ray machines, they have to get this intrusive pat down by the TSA. Why are we allowing this to, are we so afraid of their authority? This is ridiculous. This is why the situation at the Bundy Ranch happened, because people are tired of this. This is not the end. It's definitely not the time to stand down, but it is time to start asking ourselves, when is enough enough? When do we realize, when do we wake up and realize that this is not about fighting terrorism? This is about fighting we the people. This is about keeping us in a cage. Now, we've got this next video clip of an officer who's using excessive force. Now, we see this time and time again. This video basically just shows a man asking the cop a question. The cop starts getting rough with him. The guy uses some colorful language, and then the cop just flips. He snaps. He has an explosive reaction. He throws the man, punches him several times. And then, of course, this is totally uncalled for. This cop just tries to block the camera while letting his buddy beat this kid down. The kid wasn't wanted for questioning. He wasn't, you know, part of that whole situation. He was just asking why was his friend getting arrested. But this is what they're being trained to do. They're being trained to respond in this way for the people they're supposed to protect and serve. And unfortunately, now we are seeing that it's not just in the cities. It is happening everywhere. In farms out in the middle of the desert over turtles, we're being told. It's excessive. And obviously, it's clear why all these federal agencies are arming themselves, because they do know that liberty is rising. The people have had enough, and they're starting to see that. And so that's kind of the fearful thing, and that's why we consistently tell you to just stand down, cooler heads prevail, and don't allow them to turn you into the terrorists that they're trying to make us all out to be. Basically, what they're doing is just conditioning us, because the technocratic elite, they just need a few more years of us believing and buying into their authoritarian system. They just need a few more years of us just believing that we're free so that we don't stand up against it, because they know that at some point it's going to be too late to turn back. They're going to have altered humanity too much. And at that point, it'll be too late for us. So they just have to keep us all in this daze for a little while longer. They're going to roll out the programs like this CRISPR, and they're going to have it be, you know, something that's kind of a miracle discovery. This CRISPR system is basically a DNA editing technique, and it will cure diseases for the first time ever. They'll use the DNA editor to cure liver disease or treat Down syndrome. Oh, but look, CRISPR might also be used to correct gene defects in human IVF embryos, allowing disorders to be ironed out before a baby is born. Now, I would love to believe that science is going to be used solely for the betterment of mankind, but we all know where this is going. They have been very open about how they see the population dwindling and how they're going to go about enforcing this population control. Let's have a little flashback to the movie Gattaca. Now, Gattaca was a 1997 science fiction film, very popular, and now it's basically becoming a reality, as scientists will screen and abort human babies based on 3,500 genetic faults. Now, Gattaca was a movie where it was a futuristic world where human beings that were genetically engineered with certain desirable and superior genetic traits were given preference over natural-born humans who were considered inferior. So basically, when science starts openly tampering with human life based on subjective perceptions of which genetic traits are desirable and which are not desirable, well, there is no closing Pandora's box. And no doubt they're researching right now what DNA parts they can edit to wipe out patriotism, or what characteristics are responsible for dissent. So, of course, those are undesirable traits in us subhumans. Now, coming up, John Bowne will have a report on some other mutants. Now, I'm not talking about the X-Men. I'm talking about the triple X-Men of Hollywood. Apparently, a new lawsuit claims that several heads of entertainment, including Disney TV and Fox Entertainment, were involved in a Hollywood sex ring where a man claims that he was raped as a teenager. So more on that later. But again, just to remind you how the ruling class is above all of us, above the laws they make to rule us, that we are meant to obey. President Obama is going to defy all of these emission concerns of the EPA by burning more than 35,000 gallons of fuel, what equals 375 tons of carbon dioxide, in one day by flying Air Force One. And that day is the 44th Earth Day. Now, the irony is lost. Irony is lost on the White House, as they declared Earth Day is about taking action as the plane took off. And then the White House blog drones on about the impact humans are having on the environment that threatens our planet's future. But clearly, they don't mean themselves. It's just you and I who need to be being rationed. It's clearly not about saving the Earth through regulations, but about forcing the subclass into submission. And Obama's trip isn't just going to have an environmental cost. It's also going to cost the taxpayer to the tune of $300,000 for every hour that Air Force One is in the sky. So, again, a little bit ridiculous. And isn't it about time that we all wake up to this manipulation and all of their propaganda placement? Now stick around, because coming up, we've got some very special reports for you.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Four powerful Hollywood moguls were accused of committing the sexual abuse of teenage boys in 1999. They include X-Men director Bryan Singer, former president of BBC Worldwide America and former head of programming for Fox, NBC, and the WB, Garth Ancier, Gary Goddard, the head of a Los Angeles design group, and former president of Disney TV, David Newman. Mr. Newman previously worked with the ringleader of the perversion, Mark Collins Rector. Mr. Rector is a registered sex offender that pled guilty in 2004 to luring minors across state lines for sexual acts. The accuser is Michael Egan, now 31 years old. He claims that when he was a teenager, he was given money and threatened to keep quiet about the events that took place in Hawaii and Los Angeles, or he would be eliminated, along with his family. However, Mr. Egan claims to have reported it to the police and subsequently the FBI in the year 2000, but no action was taken. Mr. Egan's lawyer, Jeff Herman, has until April 24th, 2014, to file additional charges against additional alleged perps in the state of Hawaii. Thursday, April 24th, is the cutoff date for past sexual abuse cases to be filed under a two-year window. All of the sordid details will be coming out in a documentary by Oscar-nominated director Amy Berg, nominated for Deliver Us from Evil, her expose on sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The accusations have sent a shockwave of regret through Hollywood, as bigger names may be revealed for what they truly are. Sexual abuse of minors by Hollywood big shots is nothing new. The two Coreys, Feldman and Haim, recounted how they were abused by executives. Corey Feldman says it led to Corey Haim's untimely death. Well-known actor Jeffrey Jones was arrested for possession of child pornography and accused of soliciting a 14-year-old boy to pose for pornographic photographs. Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski was hunted for years for the rape of a 13-year-old girl, eventually ending up doing time in a Swiss prison. The perversion in the British entertainment industry is just as flagrant. BBC presenter Stuart Hall was jailed in 2013 for 14 counts of indecent assault against girls as young as 9. BBC radio personality Freddie Zapp was accused of sexual assault of a female. And of course, we all know of Jimmy Savile's unrelenting abuse of minors that spiraled out of control for years while authorities looked the other way. There are 1 million children exploited every year in the global sex trade, a $32 billion industry that has ties to the highest levels of government. The time has come to reclaim our dignity from the sick, elitist cancer that is rotting the very core of humanity.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Statists are now calling for a drone strike on cattle rancher Cliven Bundy and his supporters. Of course, it's virtually inconceivable that the White House would launch a predator drone strike against U.S. citizens, but the mere fact that self-proclaimed liberals are openly calling for Bundy supporters to be massacred provides us with yet another chilling insight into the warped minds of statists. Government cheerleaders were alarmed that a minority of Bunkerville protesters were carrying guns during last weekend's standoff against heavily armed Bureau of Land Management agents. This underscores the rampant hypocrisy of leftists who grandstand as gun control advocates yet fully support the state having a monopoly on firearms. One person even tweeted directly to Senator Harry Reid, "Senator, wouldn't it just be easiest to order a drone strike on the Bundys?" And indeed, the issue of when and under what reasons drone strikes may be issued against Americans is being debated in Congress. So would the situation at the Bundy Ranch qualify simply because Harry Reid labeled them domestic terrorists? Do statists realize that they'd be supporting a drone strike against innocent Americans at the behest of Dirty Harry Reid, whose heavy-handed use of BLM agents at Bunkerville had nothing to do with an endangered desert tortoise, but rather Reid's more lucrative uses for the land around the ranch? The fact is, if the last rancher standing continued grazing cattle on the disputed Clark County land, it would be impossible to install solar energy panels for one of Reid's deals. Did Reid work his connections and order the ranch raid in a brute show of force to shore up this land grab once and for all? The director of the BLM is Senator Reid's former senior advisor, Neil Kornza. Handpicked by Dirty Harry himself, Reid said, "Neil is just perfect for this position." Less than 14 days later, Kornza led the botched roundup of undocumented cattle in Bunkerville.
But Reed's reach goes far beyond Bunkerville. In fact, he's really good at using his influence to reward family members and campaign donors in lucrative development deals across the state. The accounts of such activity are numerous and persistent. A Los Angeles Times article from 2003 headlined, "In Nevada, the name to know is Reed," details the Clark County Conservation of Land and Natural Resources Act of 2002. Reed assured his colleagues that his bill was a bipartisan measure to protect the environment and help the economy in America's fastest growing state. Well, what Reed didn't explain when he introduced the bill in the Senate was that the bill promised a cavalcade of benefits to real estate developers, corporations, and local institutions that were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in lobbying fees to his son's and son-in-law's firms. Reed's son-in-law, Steve Barringer, cashed into the tune of $300,000 when the senator pushed a provision allowing the Howard Hughes Corp to acquire 998 acres of federal land ripe for development in the exploding Las Vegas metropolitan area. The bill also benefited a real estate development headed by a senior partner in the Nevada law firm that then employed all four of Reed's sons by moving the right-of-way for a federal power transmission line off his property and onto what had been protected federal wilderness. So much for the environment. Hoover Institution scholar Peter Schweizer says Papa Reed has sponsored at least $47 million in earmarks that directly benefited organizations that one of his sons, Key Reed, either lobbies for or is affiliated with. In 2006, Reed was investigated by the Senate Ethics Committee concerning his role in a speculative land deal in Las Vegas. Reed purchased a tract of land, folded it into an LLC with a friend who purchased an adjacent plot, and then used his clout as senator to persuade the local zoning committee to rezone the property for retail. A $400,000 investment turned into $1.1 million. Reed failed to disclose to the Federal Election Commission that he had transferred the land into Patrick Lane LLC, the partnership he created with his business associate, Jay Brown. Reed and his family appear to work within the confines of the law, which shouldn't be surprising because Reed writes that law, and illegal activity hurts the bottom line. Well, except for that one time last year, Nevada lobbyist Harvey Whittemore, one of Reed's longtime donors, was sentenced to 2 years in prison after being found guilty of violating campaign finance laws. Whittemore used straw donors to give nearly $150,000 in dirty money to Reed's campaign. This is the same Harvey Whittemore who Senator Reed accommodated by working his boys at the BLM to literally change the boundaries of the endangered desert tortoise's habitat to aid the development of his top donor. While Reed takes every opportunity to label the patriots at Bundy Ranch as un-American and domestic terrorists, a wise man once tweeted that Reed himself should be put in jail for impersonating an American. Not only is Reed working to ban private ownership of land, now that he's stared down the barrel of a Patriot's gun, he'll be working overtime on his mission to annihilate the Second Amendment. Reed is quick to lambast the billionaire Koch brothers for buying America with their deep pockets. Harry Reid is using his elected office to steal America and then sell it to his cronies around the globe.
Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. We will see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. We'll be right back.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.